He's done fine. You know, the ability to throw the ball doesn't seem to be hampered too much, which is good. And that's really what we're trying to focus on, you know, and make sure that if we go through the next few days here and not have any setbacks, and hopefully everything will be a go.
So, yeah, you figure he'll hopeful. Nothing
hopeful.
Start.
Yep, hopeful.
Have you been into Cincinnati before for a game?
Plenty.
Anything unique about their environment versus others?
I mean, it's loud. I've played a Monday night game there before. I've played a couple early season games there, a couple of preseason games. Very loud. You know, just an excitable place, a place that loves football, obviously. Very passionate about the Bengals, and I would expect that to be kind of at a fever pitch here, you know, on Sunday. You know, the opening day, a lot of excitement swirling around their team, and, you know, so we expect to be in a very hostile environment.
Hey, Josh, a guy like Ocho Cinco, we know what skills he has, but as a head coach, how accepting would you be of his personality and the way he does things?
I've had an opportunity to coach him, you know, in the Pro Bowl, and exceptional player, very, very smart, understands defense and all those things. I mean, you know, it comes naturally to him, and I don't want to speak too much about that because I haven't coached him more than just 1 week, but it was a great experience for me to have an opportunity to coach him. His personality is, you know, whether you think it's good or something else, you know, he's excitable and he backs it up. I mean, to me, everything he says, he usually goes out there and backs up with his performance, and he's been a great player in this league for a long time.
And when you see him on the field, do you call him Chad or Ocho?
He's number 85 to us this week, you know, in the scout team, and I don't know. If I have an opportunity to see him, I'll call him Chad probably.
How's Tavares coming?
He's coming along good. You know, same thing, kind of the same situation as Kyle's in. You know, if we just keep progressing and no setbacks, I think we should be good to go. Jabbar's practiced here now for a few days, and you know, hasn't really had any setbacks, so very hopeful that will be fine.
You had Noshon in the orange jersey early in the week, and now you had him out of that non-contact. Is he getting better? And where you?
Yeah, he's working hard every day too to try to you know, to be ready to go at full strength on Sunday, and you know, he's doing a nice job and he's progressing. So we're going to evaluate all those players with injuries here the next couple of days and make sure that we feel like we're fielding the healthiest and the best 45 we can to get out there and try to win the game on Sunday.
Did you surprise Jabbar? Maybe
say it again.
That injury, you surprised Jabbar?
No, he's very tough. One of the toughest players I've ever coached.
Even their quarterback Carson's a good talent in their receiving core, and then on your side of the ball, you guys like the way you're going offensively. Do you expect anything going into a game at any time? Do you expect shootouts? Do you look at a team and say we need to outscore teams?
No, I mean, that would be me having no confidence in our defense or kicking game, and I certainly you know, don't feel that way at all. So, you know, obviously offensive, we're going to try to score as many points as we can and keep as much pressure on them for four quarters as possible. And defensively, we're going to try to eliminate, you know, big plays and keep their scoring down. So as long as we have more points than they do at the end, that's really the only goal that we have going into the week. 3-0, 2-0, 2-1, whatever it would be.
What is our front seven bring to the table, especially against a run?
Say it again.
What does our front seven bring to the table, especially against a run?
They're physical, very active linebackers. you know, they got some young guys in there, and then they got Donnie Jones, who was their leading tackler last year. John Gentis played, you know, very well. They blitz them, you know, enough. You got to keep them, you know, you got to make sure you keep your eyes on them. And they're very disruptive in the backfield. They move and stunt a little bit, and you got two big guys inside, Johnson and Pico, that are hard to move out of there. So, you know, it'll be a physical game. I'm sure that it'll be physical when they have the ball, the same thing when we have the ball. And it's, you know, it's really going to come down to who plays more physical, who plays better up front.
What does a guy like Roy Williams bring to a run defense?
Same thing. Very physical, big hitter. You know, down in the box, you're going to have to block him or he's going to make a bunch of tackles, you know. So it'll be a challenge for our receivers. When he's down there near the line of scrimmage, we got to go in there and get him. You know, or else he'll create a lot of problems for you in the running game.
Josh,
Josh, as the week's moving along, how much do you expect Brandon Marshall to contribute on Sunday?
I'm hopeful all our players are going to contribute. Brandon certainly will, you know, and he's had a good week of practice. And hopefully we'll have two more good days here. But, you know, we're going to use a lot of people. It's going to be hot. It's the first game of the season. It's the first time that all these guys will play, you know, four quarters worth of football. And we're going to try to roll in every guy that's available. So how many plays one guy plays versus another, I'm not really sure how it all break out. We don't have necessarily a preset plan. And that's usually how we do it with our skilled players. But you know, he should be out there a bunch and contribute a bunch also. It's hard, hydrate. I mean, we're talking about that all week and trying to make sure that we take in plenty of fluids because it will be hot, it'll be humid, I'm sure, a little different than out here. You know, so just you got to try to do as much as you can in terms of your fluid intake and try to avoid cramping and those kind of things. Our guys are practicing a lot of heat out here, and we've tried to condition them a bunch, and they've been in pads a bunch. So, you know, we feel like we're about as ready as we could be in that regard.
Is that what Mario Hagan showed in the offseason and in camp that allowed him to become a starter, a captain, like an extension?
Great work ethic, tremendous attitude, understanding of what we want him to do, very physical player, fits our system well. This is really the first opportunity for Mario to have played in a system where, you know, he plays on the line of scrimmage a lot, over tight ends, and has an opportunity to really use his strengths. You know, he's a big guy. He's very physical. He can move well. He's also very selfless. This guy is a guy that'll play a bunch of plays in the kicking game and start on defense, which you don't really see that much. And he doesn't want to come out. You know, he doesn't want to come out on the kickoff return. He doesn't want to come out on the punt team. You know, he wants to be in there because every chance he has to help us win, you know, he's going to give it everything he has, and I think everybody recognizes that, including the players.
Are you, in your preparation, do you pay attention to biological clocks?
Yep, we've moved everything. You know, we've moved everything up. You know, every day it's been earlier, and today's even earlier. Tomorrow will be even earlier than that, and Saturday will be the same thing. So whether it works or not in terms of our body clocks changing for Sunday, you know, we're doing everything we feel like we can, you know, trying to get the players up a little earlier, trying to get, you know, out on the practice field a little earlier every day, and then hopefully by Sunday it'll kind of feel normal to them being on the East Coast.
Thanks.
You got it. Thank you.